I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Investment Advisor Hour. Hi, I'm Greg Hadel. Thanks for joining us today. I have with me Sean Aikmas, my business partner and nephew. And this show today, we're focusing in on you as a business owner. Look, if you own your own company, you are a sole proprietor, you're an LLC, maybe you're a partner. It's a partnership, or possibly you're a partner in a corporation. You want to listen to today's show. We have some specific ideas, some great concepts that we can share with you that can help you have a better company, a better overall plan, so that as life unfolds and things happen, you can be protected as a company owner. And hopefully you can listen to the whole show. If not, or you want to talk to us, feel free to call us, 913-825-2626. So, Sean, we've been financial advisors for a long time. Hadel Financial Advisors, over 35 years experience. You've been doing it over 15 years. That's 50 years of combined experience. And the bottom line is, a business owner, they're faced with challenges that typically most people in life are not. One of the challenges that you have as an owner is that your employees, now you have different kinds of employees. You have your rank and file employees that, you know, some come and some go, and that's just life. You don't like it, but hey, one of the employees that started, he's now moved on, and they did the work, but they were not a key employee. They were an employee to get some of the work done. They're a worker. You have workers and you have key people, and the key people are the ones that really make the thing happen. As you're on vacation in Florida, or your business, you're doing something different, or maybe you're there day to day, these key people that you have recruited are the ones that make you a great company. And those are the ones that you never want to leave. And in fact, I had a client of mine approach me, and he said, Greg, not once, not twice, but three times now, I've had my best guy, my key employee, get yanked out from underneath me, and later they actually became a competitor. Is there something I can do to stop this from happening? In other words, is there something you can do as a company owner to where you could make a key employee always want to stay with you? And the answer is yes. There are programs, there are plans, there are contractual obligations and agreements you can put in place that would allow you as an employer to attract and retain and keep those key employees. And there's a nickname for it. It's called golden handcuffs. And using these agreements that we have, we'll gladly share with you and let you take home and read over, they allow you as a business owner to actually discriminate and say, we're going to put away extra money for this key employee. We're going to do executive carve-out. We're going to deposit money in these accounts for these key people, and we're going to put a vesting schedule on it. So if the key people decide to up and leave, they're not only leave, but they're going to leave all that money here. So, Sean, let's talk about this a little bit. How does this work, and what are the benefits to the employer where he could retain these key people instead of losing them?
You know, as you mentioned, Greg, I mean, there's nothing more valuable than somebody that's helping you run your company in the day-to-day operations. And a lot of the problems that you have with traditional, I guess, retirement plans or 401ks or whatever it is that what you do for one employee, you have to do for everybody.
Right.
Right. It has to be fair, balanced, which that's a good thing. But when it comes to, you've got these other employees that are really helping you with the ins and outs of your business, and the business just wouldn't be run the way it is without them, we want to be able to set up a plan that's special just for them. And that's exactly what this allows you to do. And look, you want to keep people around, but you can't chain people to a desk,
right?
You can't make anyone stay at any job, but you want them to. So what we can do is offer an additional incentive, an additional annual bonus for this person, but they have to stay with you. They get it, but they have to stay with you to keep it.
Right.
And so what we've seen, and with a lot, we've done this with so many companies just here in the Kansas City area, and we get 5 years into it, and this employee looks and says, gosh, you know, I was looking around, but hey, I'm going to think twice about leaving for an extra buck an hour or $2 an hour, because I've got $50,000 or maybe $100,000 sitting in this account that I would have to walk away from should I leave this company.
Well, in fact, think of it this way. This is the exciting part for me. Imagine that another employer, which happens regularly, by the way, if you don't think it does, think again. Another employer is trying to recruit your key people. And they have $80,000 of cash in this account, Sean, and they have to say, okay, we're going to give you another $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a year to come work for us. Are they also going to stroke a check for 80 grand of cash? No way. So what happens is a key employee says, I'm going to forfeit $80,000 to go take your $10,000 pay raise. No thanks. I'm staying here. In fact, life looks pretty good because if I just stay here and work hard, I get extra money deposited into a future account that someday I'm going to get by staying on good behavior and working hard and making this company successful. In fact, they become more valuable to the company because by default, they feel like, hey, they're part of the team. They're getting rewarded for their hard work and their extra work.
Well, Greg,
they love it.
Well, here's the problem I think that a lot of business owners, you know, a lot of people give their employees bonuses at the end of the year, Christmas bonus or whatever it is.
And they spend it.
And they spend it. And usually if you get it on Christmas, by January 2nd, it's usually gone.
And by March, they're like, what have you done for me
right,
lately?
Right, what have you done for me lately? And so, you know, we've got a lot of employers that we've worked with that said, you know, I just don't like giving cash bonuses. I want to do something different. And I want to help people get ahead, my employees get ahead financially. I want them to have something, you know, when they go to retire, when they're 60, 65 years old. And that's what's great about these plans is that you can help them get ahead financially, but help secure that they're going to stay with your company. You know, you put restrictions on it. And this is also where we work with your legal counselor or attorneys, if you, you know, most business owners have one, that can put these plans together in writing that says, okay, I've got this account for you. I'm putting away X amount of dollars every year. You have to stay with me at least 5 years or 10 years before you have access to this money.
In other words, as an employer, Sean, they get to dictate what the vesting schedule is. In other words, it's not laid out up front. They can say, well, we're going to start a 10-year vesting, and it's a cliff vesting, to where the 10th year is the beginning of it. The 11th year, you're 25%, then 50% by the 12th, et cetera. So by the 14th year, they're 100% vested. They love this because that makes the employee want to stay there for another 10, 15 years, whereas otherwise they may have lost their key talent and the best people working for them.
Well, and Greg, here's what we've seen in doing this is that the companies that have done this, they've done this for their key people, is that they're seeing their I guess their tendency for their employees to stick around a lot longer. You know, they're getting
their
more
best people.
Their best people, their loyal employees, and these guys and gals aren't going anywhere. And really, if they do, we had one actually just last year. We have a company here that he had this plan on like five or six of his employees out of about the 30 that he had or 40 that they have. And one of them left and he said, hey, Joe left me. And I said, well,
too bad for Joe.
Too bad for Joe because there's 25 grand in his account. And you get to take that back as a corporation.
He said, in other words, that's an asset of the company. They own and control those funds.
That's right. Until that person or that employee would be vested. So look, if you want to sit down, you want to talk about ways to attract and more importantly, retain your key people that are making your business run day to day and keeping it where it's at, give us a call. We'll sit down with you. We'll talk about this key employee program. We'll talk about your buy-sell agreement, anything really that has to do with your business and helping you get full and fair value and keeping the value of your business. Give us a call now. If you have at least $500,000 or more of sales annually, we're going to help you do this planning absolutely free. So call us now, 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. Well, don't go anywhere because after the commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the strategies available just to company owners or small business owners to help you save money right now in taxes. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour, and we'll be back right here on Talk 980.